Good evening, guys. This is Kerry Painter, audio boom name Kerry Painter, capital K, capital P, all one word. Twitter, Mrs. F, number 2, letter B. And I thought, inspired by someone else on audio boom whom I follow, that's Bevers 1972 or Ian Beverley. I thought I would start a wedding diary. For those of you that might not know me, I am getting married on December the 19th, 2015, to, weirdly, it's not weirdly really, but to somebody that I have known probably, let me see, 37 years, I'd say. Let me work this out. Yeah, it's probably about 37 years, 36 years. And his name's Mark Fielding. He is also on Twitter. He's also on Audio Boom as MJ Fielding. And we met way back when, in 1979, when we both went to a school in Liverpool. And WhatsApp notification, WhatsApp microphone. Gav Griffiths sent a voice message to URE presenters. Voiceover off. That's really inconvenient. We met back in 79 when he came to the school that I was at in Liverpool. That's the Royal School for the Blind in Liverpool. And we kind of went through junior school a bit together. He was there till age 2 and then moved on to Worcester College. And I was in Liverpool till 85 and then moved on to Chorley Wood College, which then merged with Worcester College in 87. So we met back up. And we then went through school together until he left in 1991, I think it was. It might be 90. Anyway, we kind of hung around in the same circles, had the same sort of friends, and just were generally in the same vicinity, but never really kind of got close or anything like that. And then with the advent of Facebook in 2010, we found each other again and just kind of, you know, we just added each other as friends, no more than that. Kept threatening to go out for a beer. And, you know, in the meantime, he'd been married twice. Or he was still married when he was still in his second marriage when we added each other on Facebook in 2010. I'd been married and, you know, both his marriages and my marriage consequently failed. And in 2014, we both had a night of insomnia where we couldn't sleep and got chatting and said, we really must do that beer because we'd threatened before. And we did the beer and the rest, they say, is history. He proposed to me July of last year, July 19th or 20th probably. But we didn't officially announce anything until the 25th of July because we didn't really want to tell anyone until we'd spoken to the kids. And we set the date last December. And now we're kind of getting down to the wire. It was 15 weeks to the wedding yesterday. And so what I intend to do is keep a little wedding diary, maybe just once a week for a while at least. And just to let you know kind of what's going on. Up until the summer, it was just mainly plans. We've seen the rings we want. We've picked them and put deposits on them. I've seen my dress. I've put a deposit on that. But our main theory about our wedding was that we really wanted it to be all about us and we wanted to, because we've got 5 kids between us, we really wanted to focus upon the party. It was really important to us who was there and not so much the photographer and the flowers and all the fancy trimmings because we've both been married before, so we didn't need any of that. However, we discovered that having a tiny ceremony just wasn't going to be an option because there were too many people that we wanted there. So we have got... We've got a ceremony for 75 people, including us and the wedding party, of which there's 10. And we're getting married at Festival House, which is in Blackpool. It's the new wedding, well, the wedding chapel it's called. And we're getting married in the Tower View Room, which is a lovely room. It's all oak panelled. It's just got a table at the end, and where the table is, where you stand to take your vows and stuff, is a big massive window which frames the Blackpool Tower, and it should look glorious, providing the day's not really cloudy and rainy and stuff. But our wedding is kind of, we've made it really personal, and we've basically, instead of spending tons of money, we've asked people for their skills as our wedding present. So Gav Griffiths, who, if you listen to Ultimate Radio Experience, you will know, he's our DJ, and all he wants in payment is a bottle of Jack Daniels and Coke all night. Well, that's fair enough. That's easy to do. My maid of honour, my best friend, Vicky, she isn't doing our wedding cake, but she's got one of her family members to do our wedding cake. Who else have we employed skills wise for wedding invitations and for our wedding website? We've actually gone online. We've done everything on the internet. One, because then we can see the invitations or the RSVPs come back in, and two, because we can kind of really plan and design our own day and our own schedule and everything. So I'll put the address in. If anybody wants to go and look, you're very welcome to do so. So yeah, all the invitations are digitally done, and they're coming back to us with digital RSVPs. And yeah, it's been our, you know, that's what we've done. And since summer, Mark's moved in, and we've just got the invitations out last week. And I'm quite surprised, actually, because I thought, with it being digital, I expected them to kind of come flooding in, and we've probably only got about 10 responses. And I'm sitting here kind of worrying, going, oh God, if people don't respond, then they might struggle to find somewhere to stay because it's Blackpool and it's near Christmas. It's right near Christmas. So, you know, but that's really interesting as well. I just thought digital, everybody would just click and it'd be done instant, and you know, but then they've got till November to respond, so that's okay. What else has happened this summer in terms of, you know, we've got our venue. It's a free function room. We've got our caterers booked. We're having a cold buffet in the afternoon and a hot meal, or not meal, but like buffet in the evening, because our ceremony is actually at 1 o'clock. So it's gonna be a long old day. but yeah, no. Mark's given his notice of marriage, I've given mine, and technically from the 17th of September we could just run off and get married, but we're not going to do that because that won't be any fun. Mark, here's a question for you, and I'd be really interested in your feedback here. We've got some ideas, but it'd be kind of interesting. Mark doesn't want to do a first dance, and I've got to say, I'm kind of, meh. I think I would like to, but I think as somebody who's blind, kind of dancing and having people look at you dancing, I'm really self-conscious about. So, you know, I would, but I'm not going to push it if Mark doesn't want to. So I'm going to leave you with this question. What should we do instead? We've got some ideas, but if you've got any more novel and original ones, then feel free to let us know. Voice over on. No bash.